This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the show with me, T. Xiao Yik. There has been a lot of talk about variants of concern when it comes to COVID-19, especially with the surge of cases in India being linked to the B.1.617 variant. And in Malaysia, the Ministry of Health has reported a number of cases due to several variants of concern. Most recently, this week alone, we have identified 13 cases due to two of these variants. With an equally alarming rise in cases here in Malaysia, we want to find out what kind of bad news do these variants signal for our pandemic. And so today I'm speaking to Associate Professor Dr. Rafsah Ahmad Zaki, Public Health Medicine Specialist from University of Malaya. Dr. Rafsah, several current variants of concern circulating are like the B.1.1.7, first identified in the UK, B.1.351, identified in South Africa, P.1 identified in Brazil. And of course, now the one that's really making headlines is B.1.617, that's very prevalent in India. Now, what exactly are variants of concern? Why should we be alarmed about them?
Okay, we all know that the original virus that caused COVID-19 is called SARS-CoV-2 virus. So, but when this coronavirus is spreading rapidly all over the world, this virus is actually evolving into a more efficient version. So naturally, over the time, viruses constantly change through mutation. So most of the time, when a virus mutates, this resulting variants are benign or even weakened version of the pathogen. But it is also possible that the future mutation could result in a virus that is even more contagious or even more deadly. So the variant of concern is, by definition, is a variant for which there is evidence of an increase in transmissibility, more severe disease, and possible significant reduced effectiveness of treatment or vaccine or diagnostic detection failure.
All right. If I could get you to explain each one of those. So more transmissibility, what does that mean?
Does that mean the virus be able to transmit more to people? So it's become more infectious. Okay. So it means that if the healthy person exposed to the infected person, they are more likely to get the infection.
So when a person with COVID-19 has been infected with the particular variant of concern, their risk of succumbing to the disease is higher. Is that right?
Okay. At the moment, the current VOC that's been detected, there's no evidence that suggesting that this virus is actually more deadly or mean that the mortality is higher. However, because of the rate of transmission is high, there will be more people infected. So because when there's more number of people infected, we will see much more severe critical patient. So that's why we say that when with this VOC, you will see more critical or more deaths.
There were some other problems you listed out with the variants.
Okay. One of the issue that we can hear that people talking about the efficacy of the vaccine towards this new variant. Okay. And we know that people concerned, if this, because the vaccine was developed based on the original variant, whether this current vaccine is actually effectiveness in fighting this new variant. But actually, there's a study have shown that, with the current vaccine, even though the effectiveness is slightly reduced, but it is still effective in controlling the COVID-19 problem. So the reduction is there, but it still is effective compared to if no vaccination at all.
So our DG Tan Sri Noor Hisham has also talked about the fact that some people with these variants of concern, their tests may not show up as positive. Can you explain that a bit?
Yeah. That's why when I mentioned when it's a mutation, yeah, because what happened when the virus is mutation, what actually they're doing is actually they want to replicate themselves. So when the virus want to replicate, they introduce their virus into the genetic material of the other person or the host where they infected. So when the virus go into another person body, they will replicate. So during the replication process, sometimes error can occur. So when this error can occur during the copying process, this can cause a small changes in the genetic material. So this will result in the changes in the structure of the virus itself. So when the structure of the virus change, so this will impact to the either treatment or the vaccine or the detection of the virus. Yeah? But what I want to stress here, no matter what type of the variant it is, the mode of transmission is the same. And also the method of prevention is still the same. So what important now is actually for us to keep continue practicing the SOP, following all the guideline that has been put in for us to continue practicing the preventive activity.
Because I think that would be really important, especially some people who think that just because they've had a negative test, that means they can drop their precautions. That's not true, right?
Yeah, that's not true. Because when we conduct the test, you are currently negative at that time when you do the testing. So when once you go out to meet people or to do other activity, you are still exposed to a new exposure. So you might get infected in future. So the test negative is only telling the current status of your health, but not mean that you are completely protected, you are completely will be negative forever.
Now, do we know how widespread are these variants of concern in Malaysia?
What we heard from the MOH, like you mentioned, at the moment, what's been detected in Malaysia is the three variants, the one from UK, South Africa and India. But the exact number, I think it's better for you to confirm with the Ministry of Health.
So when we talk about being able to face the additional challenges posed by these variants, what do we need to do to make sure that we are prepared so that it doesn't cause the disease to impose greater burden on us? What should Malaysia do to be prepared?
Okay. As we know that when we have VOC, we will see more cases, and then we also can see that government start to increase their facilities, the ICU facilities. This can be done at the central level or at the government level. They can provide the facilities, but we have to remember that there are some resources are still limited, like the number of doctors, number of nurses, they are limited. No matter how many beds you put in the hospital, how many beds you put in the treatment center, if there's not enough healthcare worker or the healthcare worker is already exhausted, it still will affect the quality of the service given. So we know that most, even though VOC is there, okay, we know that the risk is come from maybe overseas, but most of the cases we see in Malaysia now are come from a local transmission. So the disease is already in our community. So each of us individual need to play our role in now they are using the term self-lockdown, you know, because, you know, if you don't have anything to do, please stay inside, please continue to practice the SOP, and also please, you know, take the vaccination. That is, will be able to break the chain of transmission.
And from a public health response, you know, in terms of strengthening our testing and tracing, what needs to be done further?
Yes, I think at the moment, at the Ministry of level, they are still doing that. Yeah, but as I mentioned before, the number of healthcare workers are still the same. You know, they are the same people who are actually treating the seeing the patient at the NE. They are the same person who are treating patients who are suffering from diabetes, heart disease. So they are also the same person doing a contact tracing for COVID-19 and also contact tracing for dengue. So imagine if we in a community don't help to reduce the burden, at one point the health system might collapse, okay, and then this might not affect the problem of COVID-19 only. If our healthcare system is collapsed, it will affect the health status of all population. Yeah? It will affect the treatment of all other diseases as well.
Now, you mentioned that, you know, initially some of these variants of concern may enter Malaysia through our borders, and we can't keep our borders closed forever. So how can we prevent more variants from coming in or from spreading in the community, especially when we fully reopen our borders later?
I think we need to keep monitoring the status of the infection all over the world. You know, we need to know, keep update on the what are the new variants come from other countries. And then the mandatory quarantine is very important. Okay, like what we are doing now. But personally, I feel that controlling the virus come in through a border is much easier rather than try to control the infection that's already occurred in the community. Because, you know, you don't know who actually been infected, who you want to put in the isolation or quarantine, because it's already in surrounding us. So that's why I said, you know, as individual, you have to take your own precautions. Otherwise, we will never break the chain, because we can increase, we can do the testing. When you do more testing, you detect more cases. You detect more cases, you send them to a hospital for treatment. But this cycle will continue, you know, if the transmission chain doesn't break. So the only way to break the chains of infection is either by we follow the SOP and also we take the vaccine.
So when it comes to vaccination, our registration rates are actually still not as high as they should be. And some people are still hesitant. You know, what would be the worst case scenario? Could we one day have a variant that the media will one day report as the Malaysian variant?
Yes, because as I mentioned before, virus is replicating very rapidly. So when this any variant, if we have this new variant spread in our community rapidly, at any time it will mutate, become a new variant. So if we not be able to control our infection within the community, it's possible that you know, a new variant can come out from our community from Malaysia. So of course we don't want to have a variant come from Malaysia, but most importantly we don't want any cases of COVID okay, either from the new variant or old variants or any of the COVID case, we want to prevent.
And just one final message from you, Dr. Rafta, before we wrap up.
I want to keep saying this, no matter what variant it is, method of prevention is still the same. Okay, and if we just hoping for the government or somebody doing the testing, improve the number of beds, that will not in long term. You know, the cycle will keep continue, the transmission will keep continue. So again, I'd like to highlight stress. Please continue to practice the SOP, follow the guideline, keep a safe lockdown if not necessary, if you no need to go out, and please take your vaccine.
All right. Thank you very much for speaking to me today, Dr. Rafza. I've been speaking to Associate Professor Dr. Rafza Ahmad Zaki, Public Health Medicine Specialist, University of Malaya, to try to better understand variants of concern in our current pandemic. You've been listening to Health and Living on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.